It's the Reader's Notebook for Tuesday, September 28th, 2021. Today's the birthday of American cartoonist Alfred Gerald Kaplan, better known as Al Cap. Born to parents of East European Jewish heritage in 1909, he is best known for the satirical comic strip Lil Abner, which he created in 1934 and continued writing and, with the help of assistants, drawing until 1977. He also wrote the comic strips Abby and Slats and Long Sam. He won the National Cartoonist Society's Rubin Award in 1947 for Cartoonist of the Year and their 1979 Elsie Seeger Award posthumously for his unique and outstanding contribution to the profession of cartooning. Comic strips dealt with urban experiences in the northern states of the U.S. until the year Cap introduced Lil Abner. Although Cap was from Connecticut, he spent 43 years teaching the world about dog patch, reaching an estimated 60 million readers in more than 900 American newspapers and 100 more in 28 countries around the world. M. Thomas Inge says Cap made a large personal fortune through the strip and had a profound influence on the way the world viewed the American South. What began as a hillbilly burlesque soon evolved into one of the most imaginative, popular, and well-drawn strips of the 20th century, featuring vividly outlandish characters, bizarre situations, and equal parts suspense, slapstick, irony, satire, and biting social commentary. Lil Abner is considered a classic of the genre. The comic strip stars Lil Abner Yoakum, the simple-minded, loutish, but good-natured and eternally innocent hayseed who lives with his parents. There was also a parade of other memorable characters in support, including Daisy Mae Scragg, Abner's girlfriend, Moonbeam McSwine, inspired by Cap's wife, but presumably she cleaned up more often, and the local preacher, Marion Sam, who bears a remarkable resemblance to the artist himself. It's hard to pick a favorite. Personally, I have it narrowed down to Stupefying Jones, the most drop-dead gorgeous gal for miles around at whose mere glance the local boys would fall down in a dead faint, and General Jubilation T. Cornpone, the legendary founder of Dog Patch, whose statue dominates the town square. Since his death in 1979, Al Cap and his work have been the subject of more than 40 books, including three biographies. Underground cartoonist and Lil Abner expert Dennis Kitchen has published, co-published, edited, or otherwise served as a consultant on nearly all of them. Kitchen is currently compiling a biographical monograph on Cap. At the San Diego Comic-Con in July 2009, IDW announced the upcoming publication of Al Cap's Lil Abner The Complete Dailies and Color Sundays as part of their ongoing Library of the American Comics series. The comprehensive work, a reprinting of the entire history of the comic strip, spanning a projected 20 volumes, began on April 7, 2010. I'm J.D. Reader, and this is the Reader's Notebook for September 28, 2021. Write it on your heart that every day is the best day of the year.